We got music coming to us live in the studio
right now because Pete Kavanaugh is here. Pete K.
Okay. Oh, here I am.
Technology.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't get checked out before I sat down.
Yeah. Hey. Right. Right.
There's a lot of buttons there to push.
There's a lot of buttons.
Yeah. So, indeed. Yeah.
So anyways, boy, it's a beautiful day. Pete, thanks for taking some time out because you're going right to play a gig tonight.
I know it. I don't know if there's anybody be there. I mean, I'd be out in the woods looking at the colors.
Oh, it has to be dark.
It's true. It's the sun's going down.
You're starting at 7:30. It'll be dark.
That's true. Yeah, the sun's already down.
Yeah, but you're good to go.
Yeah, so you're playing 7:30 to 9:30 tonight at Cascade.
7:30 to 9:30 Cool. Doing the solo Cascade shot pub. There and nice over in the pub there at the Cascade Lodge. So that's always a good time. So.
And I take it you're solo. Tonight?
Yep. Okay. Unless, you know, occasionally you'll have somebody show up, but it's rare. Or they'll grab a there's the engineer.
There is our yes.
So you know, somebody will show up with harmonica or something and start playing along, you know.
But yeah, you go for that. Rare.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah. Great.
All right.
As long as they're not too intoxicated.
Yeah.
there's that bar, you know, you just gotta.
Or as long as they can play, because I could show up, but boy, my.
Right. I have a harmonica, but.
But you don't want him playing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, how about you just start us with some music?
Okie dokie. Rocks all day on the avenue. It's hard to find on anything that's true. Soon I'm gonna drop these rags and run and turn into the wild where I'm from. There's miles of stone jackhammer in my hand. These compromises I can't understand. Soon I'm gonna drop this jack and run, return into the wild where I'm from. Returning to the wild where I'm from. You hear the children play. Their calluses get harder day by day. Between the cracks you'll notice where I've gone. Returning to the wild where I'm from. Soon I'm gonna drag these rocks and run. Returning to the wild where I'm from. Returning to the wild where I'm from.
Very nice. What was that title of that tune?
That's called Wild Country, wild where country. We are.
Where we are. Well, we are in Wild Country.
We are.
Well, that was Pete Kavanaugh performing for us live here in the studio at WTIP. And I know for folks in the area, we're familiar with your music from listening to you at radio waves or at the many venues up and down the shore where you've played. But if somebody's tuning in for the first time tonight and haven't heard of you, maybe you want to just give us a little info. Little info. We'd like to hear music, you know, too. So.
Oh, just another struggling of Midwestern rock guitar hero, I guess. You know, that's about it. That's about the same story, you know, for so many. But, you know, just typical 70s kid raised on Eric Clapton and Led Zeppelin and Rolling Stones. And
how long have you been up in Cook County?
6 years now.
6 years, all right.
Yeah.
And so, primarily solo, or do you...
Doing mostly solo up here, but you know, when I was in the Twin Cities, I played in bands for many years, and then in high school, I actually started playing my first gigs when I was probably 14, 15 years old. I played school dances for the junior high, so...
Was that solo, or was that in a band?
Oh, no, that was with a band.
Yeah, and so this is more hard rock type stuff?
No, not at all. Oh. It was stuff like Riding the Storm Out, and Sweet Home Alabama, which they're still barroom staples. Well, not so much, REO Speedwagon, or certainly not Riding the Storm Out, but Sweet Home Alabama, people still request that stuff, you know, so all these years later.
Were you ever on electric guitar back then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it has to be electric.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I got the acoustic guitar, but I didn't want to play that, you know, because you wanted to play rock guitar. So we got the biggest amplifiers we could find and then set them up in the bass, you know, because that's what we were, you know, you loved. I always loved just loud rock and roll music.
Well, and the louder it is, the better. Yeah.
Well, there is a certain truth to that, because you can't get those guitar frequencies unless you're a little bit loud. But unfortunately, everyone else has to kind of pay for that.
That's
a little
true.
Bit. But, yeah. So it's continued to be a great avocation, and it's, you know, definitely a big, you know, like a lot of people up here, I work two jobs. So
only two.
Only two. Yeah. Four. Really, right? I'm sorry. Yeah. Like some people, I work two jobs. Everybody else works four. But yeah. So, but I love it. The crowds, everybody up here is there's so many good musicians to work with, and I've played with a lot of the groups up here already, you know, and just got sat in and jam or done different things, you know, shows with them and stuff. And it's just there are a lot of fun crowds to play for at the clubs, because a lot of times, you know, people are just on vacation. You know, they're up enjoying themselves and they're happy, you know.
Want to have a good time.
So,
that's
right. You know, so it really makes for a great show. So and Cascade's no exception. And all the venues are really good about plugging the musicians. A lot of times you'll get to the venues and there'll be people just sitting there, and you know, you'll look at them and go, well, are you guys here to see me? And they're like, yes. You know, we've heard all about you. We're waiting to hear the live music.
Yeah.
Really, well, you know, you're like, well, great. You know, as opposed to playing regular club circuit in the Twin Cities, where, you know, sometimes you'll get booked in places, you show up and people go, yeah, no, I didn't know there was a band tonight. You know,
right,
are
yeah.
you playing? You know, it's that sort of stuff. You know,
yeah. So. Well, Cascade 2 is really an intimate setting. Great little, I would think, for
it's perfect.
Performing. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
Well, can we get another tune out of you?
Absolutely.
All right.
I can just keep playing and keep playing. I, both of these I worked up. This is just for the show here. So.
Well, now, that first tune, was that your a song that you wrote?
I wish. No, that was Chris Whitley.
Ah. I hadn't heard that one before. It sounded wonderful.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, that's one of my personal favorites. And I had been meaning to learn that one for a long time, because I'm always trying to add new material. Uh-huh. And so when Ann gave me the call to see if I wanted to do it, I said, oh, God, I've got to learn that, you know, because I wanted to do it. And so I, you know, figured it out. And fortunately, I fell into it. Sometimes they take longer to figure them out, you know. But this next one I'm going to do is another one that I got ready. So this one might be a little bit loose, but it's blues, so that's probably okay, you know. But it's going to be, this one's called Whipping Boy, and this is by a guy probably a lot of people have heard of. Ben Harper is his name. Well, you can uneat me, baby, I want you to. And you can feed me, oh yeah, I'd like that too. But don't you lead me, I won't follow you. Listen here, I don't fear, I don't want to be your whipping boy. And you can tease me, oh yeah, I want you to. And you can squeeze me, baby, I'd like that too. And don't you lead me, I won't follow you. Listen here, I don't fear, I don't want to be your whipping boy. You can hold me, baby, I want you to. And you can scold me, yeah, I like that too. But don't you lead me, I won't follow you. Listen here, I don't fear, I don't want to be your whipping boy. And you can need me, well, I want you to. And you can feed me, baby, I'd like that too. But don't you lead me, I won't follow you. Listen here, I don't fear, I don't want to be your whipping boy.
Yeah. Hey, was that the first time you've performed that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's Whoa. Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I really like that.
And what's that little thing you got going on your pinky there?
Got a little slide action little going slide. There.
Yeah, that's, boy, that sounds a whole, it makes the songs, I mean, just the guitar sounds so much different. It's amazing.
It's a nice effect. It's always a show, because I always start out with the real mellow stuff. You know, I do like Melissa, and I do, you know, like Fire and Rain, and then I might do, you know, like a John Mayer, like some real mellow stuff, you know. And then I'll bust the slide out, and that's always like an attention grabber. It's like, oh, what's this? This is something different.
Well, it's I don't know, is it glass?
It's glass, and they make all kinds of different ones. They do, you know, brass, and they do porcelain, and this is a new one that I know this is boring to you guys, but slides are always, there's a huge science to slides, and they, you know, they all sound different. Some players put them on, I always put them on my pinky, but some people like to put them on their second finger. Dwayne Allman really liked his second and third finger for his slide. But I like the pinky because I can still do chording, but this one is one that I just bought, and it's a Jim Dunlop, and the size is a 254, and it just fits. It's a flared slide that's tempered glass. I know this is radio,
but it's like he's got this, you know, fat test tube, half a test tube stuck on his finger.
Pretty much.
And it's like, wow, it's clear, and it looks really cool.
But, you know, I haven't seen, you know, he puts on his pinky there, so actually said he can still do the chords, because most, I don't see that as much. I mean, you see him more on the middle finger, and I guess they're not. So for a solo player, you have to have that on your pinky so you can play the other chords, where you're in your band, you could actually put that on your middle finger because you have other people playing around you.
Exactly. Exactly correct. And then, you know, Dwayne, of course, had Dickie Betts to cover rhythm, so he could just be floating the nice rhythms. I'm sure, Dwayne Allman was like the greatest slide player in the world, right? Pretty so I'm close, sure he played it probably on, put it on whatever finger. It didn't really make
it didn't really matter at that point.
Yeah, you know. So... But yeah, so that's a...
Right now, we got PK Music.
Well, Pete, I was going to ask you, you're going to be at Cascade Pub tonight. Any other gigs coming up?
I've got some bluefin bays in my website. You know, if people are interested in checking out, it's PeteKavanaughMusic.com, and I've got bluefin bay out there, and then I'm playing a couple of private. I'm doing some weddings actually in October, and then it's the lull. I have a Lutzen Resort in November. I haven't put that on my website yet. I just got that one booked, and then we're starting to see what musicians around here call the West End gigs, when the winter gigs start coming in.
Skiing crowds, yeah.
Yeah, and we got the ski crowds, and so we start, you know, playing more over there, and then I'll have like a tavern. The band will come up again. Probably around January or something like that.
Yeah, I see your Bluefin gigs coming up Monday, October 13th, and again Monday, October 27th.
Yep.
Bluefin Grill.
Another great place, really, truly. And they're all the venues are a little bit different. It's very funny, the bartender out there, Mike, he and I played out there for years, so I've gotten to be pretty good buds with him, and we'll bust into... it has to be later at night, of course, but you know, we'll do that. Because he'll sing it. Get the bartender out to sing. It's a classic.
Wow, if he can sing that, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, he does like the hard rock. Actually, he's not a bad singer. He does. That's that hard rock band that covered it, where the guy was really screaming. I forget who it was, but.
Well, hey, do we have time, or do you have time for another one?
We got time. If okay. He's got time.
Yeah, I'm gonna do. I'm going to do one of my original songs. This one's called All I Want to Do. I think about you all the time, and I've been telling everyone, and Mama gave you such a smile, and I like the way you talk, Well, I know you can't see me. Well, I know gotta be free. Well, everywhere the stars shine smiles, I see it with your naked eye, Somewhere in the doorway play, you make it in every way, Still I know you can't see me. Well, I know you gotta be free. One heart with you, one mind with you, is all I wanna do. One heart with you, one mind with you, is all I wanna do. All I wanna do. Think about you all the time. I've been telling everyone, Your mama gave you such a smile, and I like the way you walk, Well, I know can't see me. Well, I know
gotta be free. One heart with you, one mind with you, it's all I wanna do. One heart with you, one mind with you, it's all I wanna do. One heart with you, one mind with you, it's all I wanna do. All I wanna do. All I wanna do. All I wanna do.
Hey, very nice.
Thank you a lot. Thank you.
That sounds great.
Pete Kavanaugh, All I Want to Do, live here on the Roadhouse. And you said that's one of your original tunes?
Yes, sir, it is.
So when did you write that?
Oh, boy. When did I write that one? Probably 2008, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of it, too. I went to, when they do the Unplugged, you know, they have the songwriters thing at the folk school.
Sure, yeah.
And a couple of the Nashville writers that were in the clinic said, that's a pretty good song. You got yourself a good song there. Coming right from those guys.
That was
a nice pat in the back.
Do you have
a write good song?
Well, yeah. Do you have a lot of original music that you've done?
Yeah, I have. I have quite a lot. I don't play it out much because I'm conscious of the fact that a lot of times when I'm playing out, people, you know, kind of like to hear what they know, you know. Mm. And so I mix my original stuff in there. I don't do a straight original set. That's just my preference.
Sure, yeah.
Just because I like playing covers too.
Yeah.
It's not so much that I feel like I have to. I just like doing them.
Well, yeah, and maybe this is a dumb question, but like when you are writing a song, do you have like a tune in your head that you try to fix words to, or do you have some cool lyrics that you try to fix a tune to? How do you go about doing that?
Well, it's fairly common for most writers, I found, especially in the pop idiom. But it's what happens is you'll get a song idea, and it'll usually come in the form of like a title. A title of a song is what sets the foundation for the lyric writing, or you'll get a phrase that will create a title. But it's a thread, an idea that you might get, a lyrical idea. And then a melody part will come oftentimes very first thing in the morning, or it'll come in a dream and you have to get up very quickly and grab a recorder and you have to sing the melody. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll forget it. You won't feel it. And if you're really driven, you'll get up with your guitar and you'll try and write it right at that instant when you have that feeling.
Huh. Yeah.
Because otherwise, you lose it. So I have tons and tons of tapes with just little song snippets, and my iPhone has them too, where, you know, something will come to me and I'll grab it and tape it. Huh. And it might take you a while to come back and finish it, you know what I mean? But you have it caught, and then you have to go back and work on it. And then sometimes you just do them in one shot. Mm-hmm. You know, you just write them. They're simple little lyrics, and you write them. But usually they take more time. But the initial thing is to make sure you catch the idea.
Sure. Yeah, well, I hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So.
Well, Matthew, are we going to be able to arrive? Now? Pete, do you have time for more? Do we have time for more?
No, you guys know I can keep playing.
We have time for more. And yeah, we're going to be followed by football here. But we got music now.
Yeah. Great.
All right. Well, I'm going to do one of my, I just love doing this song. You guys will know this one well. There must be some kind of way out of here. They're the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. Thank you.
reason to get excited. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. This is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. Hour is getting late. Distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching. The wind began to howl. Yeah. All along the watchtower. All along the watchtower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
That's all wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.